Okay, here's the deal. After Saw became a surprise hit last year, I was terrified. Not of the movie itself, but instead of the string of sequels that would inevitably come. Well, the first one's out, and it's only a year behind the original. Saw 2 starts off with some interesting twists, including the fact that they catch the killer in the first act. The new scenario involves a bunch of seemingly random individuals trapped in a house, and it quickly becomes tired. I didn't really root for the character, so watching them die one by one wasn't that bad. However, like its predecessor, Saw 2 managed to pull out some neat twists and turns. I'm kind of hard to surprise in a horror flick, but Saw 2 was able to do it. The film's a bit weak in the middle, but it's definitely worth sitting through to the end. Saw 2 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.